everyone. John Doherty, CEO and founder of GetCredo.com here. First off, today I'm releasing this on November 6th, 2018. Today is voting day, so you should get out and vote. I don't care if you are to the right, if you're to the left, if you're in the center, wherever you are on the political spectrum, and if you're in the United States and you can vote, you need to go vote because your voice matters. All right. I want to talk with you about something today that has been super impactful in my life. So last night I was on my email. My wife and I were doing our monthly finances catch up, which we actually did it on the first of the month, which was awesome because we really do it from the previous month that quickly. And I was checking my email looking for something, and I saw a question come through from Quora. So if you don't know Quora, it's basically a question and answer platform on the internet where you can answer questions about a variety of topics. So I've written a lot of answers there, some when I was working in the rental space, some about apartment rentals and moving and finances and that sort of stuff. More recently, I've been writing a lot more about growth and SaaS business growth and business growth, revenue growth, somewhat around traffic growth a little bit as well. But every now and then I like to answer a random question, and it's fun because sometimes when I answer those random questions, I get a much bigger audience on my writing. So last night one came through that it was, what is the most impactful thing, or what is the most life-changing thing a therapist ever told you, or something like that. You get the gist. So a little bit of backstory. When I started Credo in 2015, working on it full-time in 2015, that is. I really started it in 2013, but I started working on it full-time in 2015 because I got laid off in September that year and decided to work for myself. And so come January, February 2016, I was struggling. I'll be honest, I was really, really struggling. I was depressed. I was stressed. I had all this stuff going on. I even got an EKG done because I had chest pains going on, and my doctor was basically like, this is from stress. Like, you need to figure out how to be less stressed. And my wife and I talked, and I was like, you know what? I think I want to go or need to go see a therapist. I've seen therapists in the past. This is probably the fourth one I've seen, something like that. And, most of them just been like basic talk therapy. This time I decided to work with what's called EMDR. I don't even remember what EMDR stands for, but basically it quickly speeds up the results that you get from something like talk therapy. So I found this woman, Jane. Jane is incredible. She's based in Oakland, in the East Bay, so across the bridge from San Francisco. So we started working together in about February of that year. I remember we were a couple of months in, maybe even just a month in, and we're talking about, life and business as you do, and kind of all the things going on, and we're kind of going down different threads of, my past, my present, all that stuff, and kind of working through a lot of things that were affecting me. It was amazing. I worked there for about 8 months, and I've been a completely different person since then, a much happier, much more settled person. But one thing that she said to me, and this is what I wrote in the Quora answer, and I'll put that in the show notes here, is that she said, John, you're very smart, but you're not very wise. And I sat back and I laughed and was like, what do you mean? Like, can we define the terms here a little bit? And she goes, when you're smart, you're intelligent and you can figure all these things out. She's like, you're intelligent, you're smart. But when you're wise, you realize what is worth putting your time into and what is not. What's worth learning, what is not worth learning, and where should you ask others for help? She said, when you're wise as a business owner or just in life, you're asking people smarter than you for help on something that you're not quite sure about, because it expedites your learning and you can learn that thing. If you're in a business, then maybe you can hire that person to do that thing for you, so you're not just left, being crushed and trying to do 12 different things. Obviously, you have to reach a certain point there. So this has really, really stuck with me over the last couple of years. I guess it's been 2.5, almost 3 years now since she told me this. And I'll frequently go back and ask myself when I'm doing something and things feel hard, I'm like, John, are you being smart or are you being wise right now? This has really helped me out a lot. I mean, I've spent more money because I've, taken courses and hired people. I'll hire people on Clarity FM or something like that. I'll reach out to mentors. But I've become much, much better at reaching out to people and being smart about learning things, smart about growth, smart about asking other people for their opinions on things, and not just trying to do it myself. So I want to pose that same thing to you today. when you're working on things and, you know, they're feeling hard, or you're starting a new project or trying to learn something new, are you being smart or are you being wise? Are you just relying on your own intellect to teach you something or to learn something, which you're going to need a good intellect to, you know, learn hard things. But are you also leaning on the knowledge of others in order to be successful? So there you go. There's today's lesson. Are you being smart or are you being wise? Hit reply. Let me know what you think. Have a great Tuesday. Go vote.